For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This morning on a Beale Street sidewalk, white roses encircled the brass note bearing the name of world-famous bluesman B.B. King. Regina Bearden of the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau said she'd come to honor the man who had done so much for Memphis.
He helped us brand our city. Millions and millions of people travel, not only to Memphis, but to Mississippi and to his museum, to just honor him.
Crowds gathered throughout the day on Beale to remember King, who died last night in Las Vegas at age 89. His passing closes a major chapter in the history of the blues. It's also a day of mourning in the two cities most identified with his life and music.
Well, in my mind, B.B. King means everything to Indianola. He is the name that essentially has put Indianola, Mississippi on the map.
Alan Hammonds is president of the multi-million dollar B.B. King Museum in Indianola, Mississippi. For many here, his life was as inspirational as his music.
This man, to me, was the shining example of how you take opportunity and move it forward to your full advantage.
King maintained close ties with his hometown. For residents and friends like Carver Randall, he was Indianola's greatest ambassador.
He was a down-to-earth person who worked hard all of his life, who became famous and accepted that fame with dignity and pride, and never forgot who he was a friend to everybody, helped so many people, and his heart was just completely open.
King's humility was often remembered. Hammond said that King warmed to the idea of a museum in his honor only after realizing it had educational value for children.
The first thing that B.B. King said when he came into the building, he has a way of putting both hands over his heart and looking down at the ground. He did that and he said, "Oh, please tell me this is not just all about me." And I was overwhelmed by the statement, because when I thought about it, I thought, this man, one of the most successful artists in the world, doesn't feel worthy of this attention, which I thought to be rather remarkable.
A young Riley King first discovered the blues in the cotton fields outside Indianola. He and his first wife, Martha, shared a home with friends Burkett and Delcia Davis.
But he called me Celia, my nickname, Celia.
Davis said that King stayed up late nights listening to records by T-Bone Walker, Charlie Christian, and Django Reinhardt.
You know, they played records and had his guitar playing what they were doing. And he played so much that we couldn't go to sleep. My husband said, "Riley, stop. It's time to go to bed. Boy, I got one more thing I got to do. He keep on hitting on that guitar till he get what he wanted." He played, and then he finally, I guess we all go to sleep. Yep, next morning, they go to field. And we pick cotton.
Delcia Davis says King left Indianola unexpectedly.
And we find out where he was. He went to Memphis.
Every day I have the blues.
Memphis would give him his first shot of success and his now iconic name.
It's Beale Street Blues Boy. That's where the BB came from. It's Riley B. King, but everyone knows him as BB King because of Beale Street Blues Boy.
That's Jay Seelman, president of the Blues Foundation. King's trademark sound would become a cultural phenomenon later in his life.
You know, there's that famous story about when U2 had BB on When Love Comes to Town song. Bono was asking BB to play chords. BB replied, "I don't play chords." And when Bono told this to Keith Richards, Keith Richards looked at Bono like he was an idiot and said, "B.B. King doesn't play chords, he's a stylist."
The name B.B. King would later anchor the blues to a city better known for rock and roll and soul. Tommy Peters, president of the group that owns B.B. King's restaurant, says that King's legacy helped to make Beale Street what it is today.
Everything except for Rum Boogie had failed on Beale Street before B.B. King's opened. When B.B. King's opened in May of 91, it was a catalyst to making Beale Street successful.
Funeral plans are still being organized, but discussions include a procession down Beale Street before traveling once more through the cotton fields where King's life began. Hammonds predicts he'll be returning home to stay.
We don't know what Mr. King's plans are. But our assumption is, based on previous conversations, that he will likely return to Indianola as a final resting place.
Though the world's most celebrated blues man has left an economic mark in Memphis and in Indianola, fans worldwide will still remember his greatest legacy, a soulful voice, a guitar named Lucille, and decades of incomparable music. For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank.